The Bible was written with one purpose, to show us what the truth meaning of life is. It's a truth that will set us free, but it's not just any truth. It is the only truth that will set us free. The truth that comes from God and everything that is written there will direct us. It will show us where we are today. And it will reveal to us the way to where God wants to take us. That's why we have to pay attention to every word of what is written there, because it was given by God, and every story that is written in the Bible is not only there to be read and remembered, but to be able to realize how through those stories, God has affected the lives of big and small. And that if he did it yesterday, he will continue to do it today. And of course, will also do it tomorrow. So every story has a message. And today, I want to talk to you about a story that I have named The Rich Man and the Slave Woman. Two people that enter into this story in the middle of a complicated circumstance. And I hope you can listen to it carefully, and I pray to the Lord that as I read this word to you and we talk a little bit about this story, you can identify with either the rich man or the slave woman. Each one had a purpose, and God put them together on the road, and you will understand why very shortly. So as I said, you might feel identified with either one or the two, but what I want you to understand, or where I want to get to, is that God has a purpose with you, first of all. You might not notice because the circumstances of life, the hard knocks of life have mowed you down. Maybe you do not notice because you are only focused on what you do not have. Or maybe you do not notice because you say that nothing makes sense and nothing is worth it. But once you open your heart to God, you can notice clearly and realize that as long as there is life, there is hope, and that there has always been an opportunity from God for you every day and every moment. So please join me in the book of 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1, which says, the word of the Lord. The king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman. There enters the rich Naaman, the rich man. Remember his name, okay? Naaman was the commander of the army, and the king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman because the Lord had given Aram important victories through him. But in spite of being a mighty warrior, Naaman suffered from leprosy. Naaman was an excellent warrior. Now, the Bible says a mighty warrior. It gives characteristics or traits or attributes of Naaman, which are very good ones. He was the captain of the army, and besides being a mighty warrior, it means that he was also brave and strategic. It means a strategist man. He had experience in military, warfare, and they loved him very much because he gave many victories to this king. But there was a but. I don't know if you've encountered certain situations in life that remind you that you have a but. Or maybe people see you as a successful man or woman. You have a good career, you have a good car, you have a good house. You have achieved success that the world admires, but I'm always waiting for that pause. When someone tells me, Pastor, this or that, I have done well, I thank God for this, for that, and then there is a pause. Immediately what comes to mind is the but. But those buts that change our lives. They ground us that perhaps many times they kill our faith, or perhaps they are good because they show us what no one else can see. And it is necessary for us to see that it is in us. those parts that bring to light in our intimacy what we need to see of ourselves, what we hide so that others do not see it. That was the bat that Naaman had. What is the problem that you have or that you're carrying in your life? Pastor, I have a nice family, but. Pastor, I have a good job, but. What is it that is complicating your life? Well, Naaman had a disease. This was the rich man of this story. A disease, but not just any disease. In the New Testament, when they talk about this disease, they talk about rejection. Even in the Old Testament too. This disease is leprosy. Leprosy was very contagious. It was an incurable skin disease that ended in death. And the question is, what good was all that success to Naaman if he was going to die of an incurable disease called leprosy? Now, Naaman still had his position as captain. It could be that the disease had not yet been so strong, he was just noticing it on his skin. But after the disease grew, the lepers were sent to another place. They were considered rejected because they could infect others. So they had to expel them from the place where they lived or the city where they lived. Naaman already knew what was going to happen to him. So perhaps his days were no longer the same. His days of glory were over, and now he was going to be known as the leper. It was going to end there. I imagine that with the family, they were looking for a way. But the much money, the much human glory, and the many successes could not heal him. But something changed one day. In verse 2, it continues saying, at that time, the Aramean plunderers had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a girl whom they had handed over to Naaman's wife. Pay attention. The Arameans took some Israelites captive. We are talking about two comparisons. Let's say that the Arameans did not know God. They lived a life according to their design and what they wanted. They were people of the world, and when they came to Israel, those who did know God, they took them captive. Perhaps for the Israelites, this was unfair. For those who fell there as slaves were unjust. But my dear friend, God always has a plan. Even if what before your eyes is unfair, in the midst of that injustice, God is doing something wonderful. Because you can be in a comfort zone that has nothing to do with comfort and not be well. It can be uncomfortable for God, allowing some injustice to manifest in your life, like you might get fired from your job or some problem that it's gonna make you uncomfortable, and it make you change your place, and it seems that you're going backwards. But remember, I have always said that in God there is no going backwards. In God there is always progress, and you can feel like this woman that I'm going to talk about next. She doesn't have a name as such, but I have decided to call her Slave. I don't know what she left in Israel. Perhaps she left her family and she had to go to that place, but God had everything planned, because this woman who left Israel as a daughter of God came to the house of Naaman. She didn't come to just any place, and God had everything prepared there. She came to the house of Naaman. Look, if Naaman had been invited to some evangelical service, he would not have gone. If he had seen someone preaching on the corner, he would not have listened. He would have passed by in his car. He would have raised his windows and left. A successful man who is going to listen to a person on a corner talking. Or he would never have the space to attend a church. Maybe they would think, what are my friends going to say about me if they see me speaking to this woman? So God moved someone into his house. And you have to understand that God has many ways to speak to you. And when that happens, do not harden your heart, because there is a plan from God. And maybe you will tell me, Pastor, I go to the street, they're talking to me about God. I get to my company and they're talking to me about God. I put on the radio and the devotional of Pastor Elias comes out. There are different ways in which God speaks, and you're still running away from Him. I would like to think that Naaman was one of those until salvation came to his house. So this audio is not coming to you today by chance. I could tell you that you are Naaman. Or maybe you are the slave woman that life has given you so hard and you had to leave everything. But you got to a place, and the question is, are you looking at the problem or are you looking at the purpose? Because if you are in a certain place now, it's because God has sent you there. And God wants to do something with you. So look at what this girl says. She came as a servant to Naaman's house. And in verse 3 it says, one day the girl said to her mistress, if my master would only go to see the prophet of Samaria, he would heal him of his leprosy. We don't know much about this Israelite girl, but the few words she spoke to her mistress, to Naaman's wife, served to help a powerful Aramean captain, but with leprosy, but with a disability, but with something that was tormenting his life and killing him in his innermost being, to find healing and faith in God. He had put her there for a purpose, and she was faithful. So I ask you a question. Where has God put you, and have you been faithful there? Because no matter how humble or insignificant you may seem to your position, God can use you to spread His word. You must be ready to tell others about what God can do. You never know who will pay attention to that message. So this girl understood that, and from being the slave, the one who worked there became the door for his tormented, broken, and destroyed man. This broken man. And in her heart, she went there to give him that healing from God, that rest and that salvation. So, I will leave you there with the story of the rich man and the slave, just to show you that everyone has a purpose. God has a purpose with you. Where do you stand? Will you complain like the one who has so much but at the same time has nothing, because he discovered that money and nothing can satisfy him? Or will you complain like the one who has had to work and work and all the time is looking at the injustices of life? Or will you lend your ear to listen and say, I need God? Or will you lend your mouth to be used by God and tell Him that in the midst of your adversity, God has been good to you? He has supported you and can save many. Today you choose where you are and what you want to be. But in fact, nothing happens by chance. God has something special for you today. Amen. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for what you do. Today, you help us to see clearly and understand that you have a plan for us, and that we must not keep looking where we don't have to keep looking, but really listen to that voice that comes from you. Help us also make that voice that comes from you a voice that our mouths will speak to give hope. That we don't have to keep quiet, because this woman could have kept quiet, saying, here I am as the slave, and let Naaman die. Because he has me as a slave, I need to be free and let him die. But no, Lord, this woman was moved to mercy and did not fall the truth, despite the position of injustice in which she found herself. She never stopped keeping quiet the truth. She was faithful to you. What a wonderful example. Help us to understand it, to live it, and to follow it, Lord. I ask you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Today, this message was brought to you by Pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. I want to remind you that God always comes just in time. And I want to invite you that if you want a word from God every day, just subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's called Devotionals Just in Time. I send you all a big hug and many blessings.